A group of 28 women graduated from an entrepreneurship course hosted by the University of Arizona and the U.S. Consulate in Nogales, Mexico this month. Their businesses range from opening an ice cream shop to starting a YouTube channel. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Kendall Blust takes us to a trade show where they displayed the fruits of their labor.
It's so delicious.
Standing behind a bright pink poster of a giant sprinkled donut, Alina Fimbres presses samples into the hands of passersby.
Enjoy.
Fimbres is a 31-year-old entrepreneur who started her donut making business in Nogales, Sonora just over a year ago. It's the first donut shop on either side of the border here, she says.
If you're looking for donuts, you have to go to Tucson, but now you have donuts in Nogales.
That's made her business popular. That and her low-fat but just as tasty recipe, she says. When she heard about a free entrepreneurship program for women in Northern Sonora, she says she knew it was a chance to help her business grow.
I gotta find a way to make a lot of crazy donuts in Sonora, in Nogales, maybe in Hermosillo, the capital from Sonora. And why not in Nogales, Arizona, right?
Why not go international and sell her donuts north of the border too, she says, because these days she's dreaming of bigger things for herself. Fimbres was one of 28 women presenting their businesses at a trade show in the Nogales Sonora Museum of Art in early April. They're the first cohort of graduates from the McGuire Mexico Scholars Program. It's a partnership between the McGuire Center for Entrepreneurship at the U of A and the American Consulate here.
It's an important time in Mexico-U.S. relations, and I think it's an important time to reach out and sort of hold hands. We're so much stronger working together.
U.S. Consul Virginia Staub says the program is funded with a small grant from the State Department to help empower women, especially those who wouldn't usually have access to this kind of training. More than 2,000 women applied for the first round of classes, she says. The 35 who were chosen and their businesses are diverse. There is a mother of two who's growing her chorizo making business.
Mari Chinchillas, de Santa Ana, Sonora.
A 27-year-old engineer who's creating an online pet-sitting business.
My name is Jacqueline Chavez-Reyes. My business is BFF Pet.
And an aspiring optometrist.
Mi nombre es Lizeth Duran, y mi negocio se llama Opticalias.
She's from Caborca and took a 5 a.m. bus to Nogales every Saturday morning for 8 weeks to make it to the six-hour class. And she's not the only one. Dora Gonzalez spent 48 hours traveling on buses each weekend to drop her kids off with family in neighboring Chihuahua, Mexico, before the class.
Es una travesía enorme, pero lo vale. Yo creo que lo vale.
It was hard, she says, but it was worth it. She's in the process of starting a preschool with a focus on connecting kids to nature. At a table outside, Ana Selena Bustamante and her sister Fernanda also have a nature-focused business. They're turning their family ranch into an ecotourism destination. Visitors can ride horses, make cheese and bread, and have an authentic Sonoran ranching experience, they say. Initially, the sisters were working on two different businesses, but during the class, they decided to team up. I asked them if working together was hard.
Oh my God. It's a complete challenge.
Yes.
But it's also exciting. They created a business plan and started advertising on social media. At the event, they were getting ready to make a listing on Airbnb. Fernanda, a teacher, says she's also helping a friend start a coffee shop.
And I say, hey, Mariana, you have to see what I learned. I'm sharing my knowledge.
We're trying to create connections for the future.
Carlos Alzúa is the course instructor. He says the women are graduating into a sorority of sorts, a network of women entrepreneurs who support each other.
And I think it's happening. It is happening.
And as their businesses grow, they'll be the ones teaching the next generation of Sonoran entrepreneurs. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.